I just love LA and the evolution of where we're at, you know, and just it seems like LA tech is really hitting its stride despite everything that's going on. I think LA tech is booming and will just continue to boom.
I'm Alex Blumberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
My name is Esprit Devora, born and raised LA, and I created We Are LA Tech in 2012 to unify the community. Podcast launched in 2014, continuing to help people find the best talent, to connect with each other, to form awesome relationships. So proud of this show. Enjoy. Today's We Are LA Tech podcast episode shout out goes to Abel Hernandez. Abel Hernandez, thank you so much for engaging with us on the We Are LA Tech Instagram. We appreciate you. Be sure to say hello to Abel Hernandez on Instagram at Abel Product. That's ABELPRODUCT. Tell him you found him via We Are LA Tech. Join thousands of people in LA Tech on our We Are LA Tech Facebook group, where you can discover events, job opportunities, and even housing. Go to wearelatech.com/community. We'll take you straight there. That's wearelatech.com/community.
Today's personal spot is about being a community builder versus being a business person. Very fucking confusing for me because I am both. And sometimes I lean way too much on the community builder side, and it makes it hard to know where the business starts. And my friend this morning was telling me, he's like, look, business inherently in itself is about transactions, because I was saying I'm not a transactional person, I'm heart-driven, I just want to be supportive of people. But at what point is, like, I'm also not about pro bono charity. It doesn't make me feel valued, and I can't sustain things in the operations of what's going on if I just continue to do things in that way. So it's a really, really confusing concept. And as I discover this journey in myself, I'll share it with you. But if you've ever felt conflicted about what it means to be like a community builder versus just a business person, or where the business is within the community building, like, message me. Let's go through this together. Shoot me a DM or tweet or Facebook, whatever, Instagram, Twitter, all the things that exist nowadays, email. Let me know what you feel about that and what your suggestions have been. And if you've made some critical decisions that have evolved you into a better place, that where you feel like badass and vibrant and you found your rhythm, let me know. I'd love to hear that feedback. All right, enjoy the next episode.
We Are LA Tech podcast, spotlighting LA Tech companies and talent. So excited for our next guest, who is part of our We Are LA Tech world. Welcome, Rachel.
Hello, hello. Good to be here.
So excited. Not only are you here, you are also the We Are LA Tech guest podcast host, which is exciting to be celebrating your story and having you be a part of our podcast journey.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you for having me. I'm honored.
Of course. Okay, so I want to jump into it. This is like an updated interview because we've done interviews in the past. Let's start off with, where are you today? Like, go ahead and introduce yourself to everybody and share a little bit about where you are in your career.
Sure. Yeah. So my name is Rachel Espiritu. I am the director at Toolbox LA. And Toolbox LA is Southern California's largest innovation lab. We're a co-working space. We're part of Make in LA, Mila Capital, a venture firm that invests in tech you can touch. And so our co-working space, we have a full prototyping facility, and that's where I am recording from now. It's a beautiful facility. We're in the West San Fernando Valley in Los Angeles, and it's 35,000 square feet, amazing, beautiful space. We have not just our prototyping facility, we also have co-working, private offices, a biotech lab, an art gallery, an event space, and the best coffee in town. So it's good.
So you work for Toolbox in LA, which recently went through a rebranding. It was Make in LA, now Toolbox in LA, and Mila Capital. Explain to us all the things and the evolution and why you guys have decided to branch off into these different areas.
Yeah. So Make It LA started about 4 years ago, you know, startup accelerator program, you know, it was a 4 month long program for hardware startups, and Mila Capital is pretty much the investment side of it. Right. And so recently there's been a decision to pull back from the startup accelerator program. Whereas before it was a global program for startups all over the world, came to Toolbox LA, which is the headquarters, the co-working space, the HQ for where the operations are, the prototyping facility, all those physical resources and space. And so it was a global program with startups all over the world would come to and do this 4 month program. And that since has been dissolved. And so now it's just exclusively focusing on investment. So investing in tech you can touch. And then, yeah, Toolbox, this is where the magic happens. It's the space, everything under one roof. And so we have, yeah, a prototyping facility, a biotech lab, an event space, co-working, private offices. That's where I'm calling in from now.
And the We Are LA Tech Experience Club even did a laser cutting activity there. It's amazing the space you have. Can you tell us more about the kind of technology at our resource as a community?
We have a laser cutter, which can cut any sort of materials like acrylic, wood, metal. It can do engraving. We also have 3D printers. So you can go from design on a napkin, you can upload it, 3D print it, get a basic, you know, working prototype of your project or your idea. And the idea is that everything can happen under one roof. So you build the prototype, you build the website, you get the customers, you launch, you know, we do, it's a large warehouse that's been renovated. So we have roll-up doors in the back and shelving space for distribution and shipping and resources and all that. And, you know, essentially we're part of a larger corporate brand. So Neotech, which is electronics manufacturing. And so essentially it's a corporate venture fund of how everything got started. So we have a lot of resources to lean on. So once you build your product, you get a million customers, you grow in revenue, then you can, you know, move over to Neotech for your manufacturing.
I'd love to know more about the Make community and the different types of hardware companies involved.
One of the first companies that went through the startup accelerator is FitGuard. And essentially it's like a mouth guard piece that helps to, you know, protect athletes. So that also sends data to make sure that there's no like head injuries or anything like that. And so Anthony Gonzalez is the founder CEO. He has an office space here as well now, you know, local here in the Valley in his building. You know, we had a company, Breadware. There was an IoT software development company, right? And then that company has even been acquired and shifted and evolved and branched off into Ioterra. Danny, he was actually a guest on the We Are LA Tech show a while ago. And so really it's a, you know, full ecosystem, not just of, you know, the founders and the makers, but also, you know, like software companies that, you know, that can do software development.
And walk us through, like, what kind of support do you guys have? Like, how many people are on your team? Like, when you enter into the Toolbox world, what should our expectations be? Why should we in LA go to the Valley? That's well, really what I'm trying to get at.
No, I get it. I hear that all the time. Yeah, why in the Valley? I mean, we have a large facility. We have free parking, first of all. So that's huge.
It is huge.
Yeah, free, especially in LA, right? It's free parking and it's a full ecosystem. I'm the director there. There's also a community associate, but we also have a wide range of different like service providers that are here that are very skilled. We have a wood shop, a metal shop. We even have a new company here, you know, Machina Labs. They have these amazing robots that use AI and machine learning for smart manufacturing. I mean, it's next level stuff. I mean, you walk in, you see these huge, you know, almost like 20-foot robots in the space. And it's just, it's really like, wow, okay, these things can make anything, really.
Do you still have the fire truck?
We still have the fire truck. It's still here. It's where I take a lot of phone calls in there, actually.
Tell us about the fire truck. It sounds funny, but it's really exciting to be able to get close and personal with a fire truck.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's an older, so the fire department actually sells fire trucks once they upgrade to new models. So it's an older version of, you know, the fire department's fire truck. We purchased it, same cost as like one of those little phone booths that you'd like pop into. Same cost, same price. Also, it's just something that people remember, like, why a fire truck? And it's like, why not? Right?
Better a fire truck than a normal phone booth.
Yeah. Right? You know, and it just, you know, and it's cool.
It's super cool.
Yeah. We have a school bus too, actually.
A school bus and a fire truck. Like, speaking of, you know, all this offline awesomeness, during this unusual time that we're living in, how does Toolbox cultivate community when we have to be so virtual?
Sure. I mean, to be honest, that is something that is a challenge right now of actually keeping everyone connected. We were doing virtual co-working sessions during the initial part of the lockdown. We're still doing our monthly 818 Startups meetup, and now we're just doing it all virtually. So it's a Zoom session. So, you know, bringing in different, you know, speakers and people with different backgrounds. And, you know, this next month, you know, we have the CEO of RKS Designs, and who has just an amazing background. And so just really bringing in different people with experience to share with their community. Zoom, honestly, has kind of been the way to keep people connected, and Slack. I mean, that's really what we're working with.
100%. What was the inspiration behind Make in LA? Why was Make in LA created in the first place?
I mean, Sean Arora is amazing. I mean, he has such a great background. He's CEO of Neotech, grew the company, and saw that there was a lot of hardware founders that came in, had a great idea, and just didn't really get it right. There was a few things wrong with their prototype or with this and that, and they kind of missed the mark. And just kind of, you know, hardware is expensive because you're making physical things, and one wrong iteration of a prototype can really derail the whole company and lose funding, lose time and money. And he saw that. He saw that with a lot of people coming into Neotech for manufacturing. And so he wanted to give back to the community. And so he brought in Norma Cadena as a partner. You know, she has an amazing background. I mean, 3 degrees from MIT, a TED Talk, 10 years, you know, as an engineer at Boeing. And so with her experience, and as well as Carmen Palafox, right, with her background in finance and investing and raising capital. So the three of them together really were able to create a support system for hardware startups. There wasn't really a support network for hardware founders. You know, hardware is literally hard. It's like, you know, it's difficult. And so they're, you know, so creating, you know, a fund and a support system, you know, mentorship and guidance for these founders is really the intention. And there's a few other communities as well. There's Make It in LA. They're in downtown. Z Holly, she's amazing. So there's a few other micro communities. And, you know, overall, the maker community is huge, right? People that like to tinker and make and build products, right? But to actually transition into a hardware product, which always has a software component to it as well. And again, people know, if you have an Alexa, you know what hardware is, right?
Totally.
So, yeah. And, you know, and really, and as we move into, you know, IoT, Internet of Things, and clean tech and ag tech, and right, all these new sort of frontiers and these new innovative, like, basically industries that are basically solving big world problems. I mean, it's kind of, you know, especially with clean tech, right, and where we're going and climate change and all that, there's got to be companies that are out there solving hard problems. And so really, that was the inspiration behind it. So companies that are solving hard problems and doing hard things, making hardware.
And people in the community looking to fundraise right now for their hardware tech companies, are you guys reviewing? Where are you in your new investment process? How can people reach out?
Yeah. So if you just go to mila.vc, you can submit your pitch deck there and it will be reviewed. And if there's any interest, you know, someone will definitely reach out and set up an appointment.
What is an LA tech company or talent you've come across lately who's really impressed you?
Again, another company that I previously brought on for the show, Dash Shipping. They're just so amazing. They're based in Hawthorne, which is kind of like South LA, but they're using drones, you know, smart drones to be able to go in and deliver for like disaster relief. So again, the biggest thing, they're able to bring drones in places like Puerto Rico, where there was a big hurricane. They can drop supplies off, you know, precision drone landing. I mean, I just think that's so cool to be able to bring supplies where people need it using technology. They're super rad. And Joel, the founder there, he's super rad too.
How do you spell it?
Dash, D-A-S-H, shipping.
And we'll include it in the show notes as well, so you guys can check it out.
I would recommend for events. I mean, there's so many micro communities and like virtual happy hours. I know, I think Zach
and Rachel Horning. Yeah. I feel like they're doing virtual community the best for LA.
Yes.
This is my selfish question. What is your favorite software, app, hardware? You got to do it. You could do hardware because I know you might go to hardware, but you got to do hardware and one more because my favorite is like knowing all the software. So, and all the apps. Got to do two.
Well, I mean, so definitely the Muse app. It's a meditation headband that tracks your brain waves helps you like, yes, it is amazing. It's a headband. It has sensors and it has an app. And so when you meditate, it like gives you birds if you're calm or, you know, it's like, and it gives you a percentage and a data of how calm you are. And there's different types of meditations. Wow. I mean, it gives you a lot of data in regards to like your meditation habits. So that's definitely my favorite hardware.
Can you tell us like where, like how do you spell Muse? What's their website?
Yeah, I think it's just Muse headband.
And then software.
Sure. So, I mean, not that exciting, but I love Asana. Like Asana to me, project management and really tracking everything, subtasks, deadlines. I mean, it's the way that I can keep track of what's going on.
Before we entirely wrap it up, just kind of like a bonus round, you do so much community work. You like to be really innovative in your community work. Can you tell us a little bit for everybody looking to create community, especially in this unusual time that we're living in? What's your mindset when it comes to cultivating community? And what kind of tips would you give us so we could create community as well?
Number one, consistency. Consistently showing up and putting out events and reaching out and connecting. And is this a matter of consistency? Because there's times where I put something together, I don't get any response. I don't even think anyone's coming, but I start it. And then boom, three people hop on. And then we have this amazing intimate connection and conversation. You know, that's really all it takes is just to have a few people. And so by consistently hosting events and bringing people together, then people are like, oh yeah, are you guys doing that yoga thing next week? Right? It's like, it just takes consistency. So for me, that's been the biggest thing in building the community is not giving up, even if no one shows up or even if only a few people, just continue to do so, because then eventually, you know, people will start to come.
On that note, we're in an unusual time. So what's it look like to enter your physical facility during COVID?
Yeah, we have a thermometer gun, you know, making sure that everyone has a normal temperature. And, you know, we have some basic language to understand like, hey, respect social distancing and all that. And we give off masks and gloves and all that, hand sanitizer everywhere. I mean, and also we have a 35,000 square foot facility. It's huge, lots of space, tall ceilings, you know, very big space. So there's no real chance of kind of like being stuck in close quarters with people. I just love LA and the evolution of where we're at, you know, and just it seems like LA tech is really hitting its stride despite everything that's going on. I think LA tech is booming and will just continue to boom. If you're a product entrepreneur or you're someone out there who's making a physical product and you need somewhere to go to make something, come to Toolbox LA. We will help you. We have a laser cutter. We have a 3D printer. We have a whole community of makers, builders, artists, scientists, engineers, all these types of people who know how to make things and have successfully built products and are willing to give back to the ecosystem. And so a lot of times we have these ideas and we don't know what to do with them. And so if you're one of those people, you have an idea, you just have a little drawing on a napkin, come to us and we'll help you.
I love it. Rachel, how can people connect with you?
You can reach out to me via email. It's rachel@toolbox.la, rachel@toolbox.la. I'm also on all the socials, just at Rachel Espiritu, rachelespiritu. Also same for Toolbox, we're at Toolbox LA on all the socials as well. So holler.
And look out for Rachel on the We Are LA Tech podcast. She has hosted past episodes and she will continue to be one of our guest hosts. She's absolutely incredible and I'm grateful to have her part of our world.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for hanging out with the We Are LA Tech podcast. If you want to connect and collaborate with more extraordinary people in the Los Angeles tech community, remember to go to the We Are LA Tech Facebook group at wearelatech.com/community. That's wearelatech.com/community. Say hello on social at We Are LA Tech on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. I will see you guys, hear you guys, all the things in the next episode. Bye.
Bye. This is Rachel Espiritu, director at Toolbox LA, SoCal's largest innovation lab based in the San Fernando Valley. And you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
Hi, this is Arlen Hamilton, author of It's About Damn Time, How to Turn Being Underestimated into Your Greatest Advantage. And you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
I feel so grateful I've had the privilege of getting an advanced copy of Arlen Hamilton's new book, It's About Damn Time. She is one of the most inspiring venture capitalists I've ever come across. Her story from having absolutely nothing and being completely broke to being one of the most influential venture capitalists in the world blows my mind. And her book is insanely well written. Right when I picked it up, I didn't want to put it down. She teaches me and us how to become the asset, how to be our best selves, and how to be a person that not only creates opportunity for ourselves, but creates an abundance of opportunity for others. I'm so proud to share her book with you, and I hope you'll pick it up. And I know for sure you'll be just as riveted as I was with each page you turn.
Get It's About Damn Time at itsaboutdamntime.com.
The We Are LA Tech podcast is hosted and produced by me, Esprit DeVora.
With help from Janice Geronimo.
Edited by Corey Jennings.
Production and voiceover by Adam Carroll.
Community spotlight coordination by Sarah Tran.
Music from Jay Huffman Live and Epidemic Sound. The We Are LA Tech podcast is a wearetech.fm production.